This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news top stories first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli says government is undertaking remarkable works in education, health and energy sectors. Home Affairs Minister Ram Bahadur Thapa directs Nepal Police to upgrade the weakening prestige of the organization. And US President Donald Trump in his state visit to India. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has said the oppositions have spread rumours among the people to defame the government. Addressing the Gandaki province level gathering of the Nepal Communist Party cadres in Pokhara today, PM Oli urged the party cadres not to be misguided by the rumours spread by the opposition parties. The Prime Minister further claimed that the oppositions have turned trifle matters into big issues. He directed the cadres to disseminate the good works of the government to the people, stating that the communist and progressive forces in the world are drawing lessons from overwhelming success from Nepalese communist movement. The Prime Minister also directed the party cadres to preserve the unification between the major communist parties in Nepal. PM Oli said the government has been undertaking remarkable works in infrastructure, development, education, health, energy and among other sectors. Minister for Home Affairs Ram Bahadur Thapa had said the police should be people-friendly, inaugurating the police post at Jutpani of Chitwan today. Home Affairs Minister Thapa directed the Nepal police to upgrade weakening prestige of the organization. Home Minister Thapa opined for effective and strong security management to ensure peace and prosperity in the society. Minister Thapa shared that the government is implementing a policy of one rural municipality, one area police post to enhance the security in the locality. The police post building was constructed at a total cost of over 15 million rupees. President of Nepali Congress Sher Bahadur Dewa has urged the Nepali Public Relations Committee and other Nepali organizations in South Korea to coordinate with each other to maintain high alert to avoid coronavirus infection. Dispatching a letter to the President of Nepal Public Relations Committee in Korea, Nepali Congress President Dewa appealed to remain united with high alert. In the letter, he further appealed to the Nepalese professionals, students and laborers living in Daegu in Korea to maintain contact, alertness and exchange messages with each other. Minister for Education, Science and Technology Giriraj Mani Pokhrel has stressed on the professional and technical education for making Nepal a prosperous country. Speaking at the 32nd anniversary of CTBT organized at Sanathimi of Bhaktapur today, Minister Pokhrel said CTBT failed to produce quality manpower as per its commitment. The minister also shared the government's plan to establish technical school in all local levels in the country. Today itself, addressing the 13th General Convention of Private and Boarding School Organization Nepal, Minister Pokhrel said government is planning to include Kalapani and Lipulekh compulsorily on the map of Nepal in the new curriculum. Minister for Physical Infrastructure and Transport Basanta Kumar Nengmang has taken responsibility for Urban Development Ministry today. Assuming the office at Singhadhara, Minister Nengmang directed all subordinate bodies to work with commitments, honesty and accountability. The minister clarified that he is always ready to play the role of mediator to implement development policies. The Ministry of Women, Children and Senior Citizens is set to establish Gender-Based Violence Elimination Fund at 753 local levels. Chief of the Women Empowerment Division under the Ministry of Women, Manmaya Pangini, at an interaction organized in Kathmandu today by the Forum of Women, Law and Development, said procedure has been formulated and rupees 10,000 has been released for all local levels where the project will take place. She expressed her hope that the project will help eliminate bad customs and social evils existing in the Nepali society. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now time for short break.
Khushi kasari khushi huncha jab bane chaina koi aafno bhandai ma aafno hunna samparka ma basya khai samparka ka lagi baliyo aadhar Nepal Telecom ho rashtra kai sanchar samparka ko aadhar rashtra ko sanchar Nepal Telecom राष्ट्रको संचार
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम बैक टू द न्यूज A gathering of writers, poets and people associated with the Nepali literature across the globe is taking place in Dhangadi. The event entitled World Nepali Literature Festival is kicking off Dhangadi from coming Wednesday. The first ever global gathering of Nepali literary figures from Dhangadi is expected to provide an opportunity for connecting Nepali language, Nepali community, identity, culture and world together. The event has been scheduled to take place from February 26th to March 3rd on the initiation of Far Western Regional Literature Society. Over 200 Nepali writers, poets and authors from home and abroad are taking part in the festival. They will be from India, Myanmar and the United States of America besides Nepal. You are listening to 8 p.m. English news from Radio Nepal. Now some international updates. U.S. President Donald Trump, along with First Lady Melania Trump, is in India for a two-day state visit. The U.S. President Trump addressed the Namaste Trump event along with Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi at Ahmedabad's Motera Stadium. He said relations with India hold a special place for USA. He also made a visit to the iconic Taj Mahal today itself. Trump is expected to sign a slew of MOUs tomorrow when he will meet Modi in Delhi's Hyderabad House. South Korea has reported 70 new cases of coronavirus, bringing the total in the country to 833 infections. Likewise, Kuwait, Bahrain, Afghanistan and Iraq reported their first infection from the coronavirus today. Kuwait reported 3 cases, while Bahrain and Iraq each confirmed one, bringing the total number of countries in the Middle East with the virus to 8. Meanwhile, Turkey, Pakistan and Armenia have closed their borders with Iran as authorities reported 43 coronavirus infections and 12 deaths. Malaysian Prime Minister Mahathir Mohamad has announced his resignation today, paving the way for a possible formation of a new government. Mahathir said in a 2-line statement that he had informed the country's king of his resignation. In a new development, Mahathir has also reportedly resigned from his own party, Parti Pribumi Bersatu Malaysia. Mahathir's party also announced that it was quitting the ruling government coalition, casting doubt on the future of the partnership. Now a sports update. Nepal has won gold medal in the ITF World Junior Tennis Championship underway in Jakarta, Indonesia. Team coach Krishna Raj Ghale informed Nepal won gold in the under-14 age group male team beating Sri Lanka by 2-1 in a straight set. Before this, Nepal beat Pakistan 2-1, Syria 3-0 and Singapore 2-1 sets. The champions from Nepal and first runner-up Sri Lanka have been selected for the World Junior Championship to be held in Australia in March this year. Now, general weather forecast for the country for tonight. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy in the eastern and central regions and partly cloudy in the western region. Brief rain or thunder showers is likely to occur at a few places of the eastern and central regions and at one or two places of the western region. There are also chances of light snowfall at a few places of the western high mountainous region. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news from Radio Nepal, Pudisa. But before we wrap up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli says government is undertaking remarkable works in education, health and energy sectors. होम अफेयर्स मिनिस्टर रामबहादुर थापा डिरेक्ट्स नेपाल पुलिस टु अपग्रेड द विकनिङ प्रेस्टिज अफ द ऑर्गनाइजेशन एन्ड यूएस प्रेसिडेन्ट डोनाल्ड ट्रम्प इन ए स्टेट भिजिट टु इण्डिया. द्याट्स द एन्ड अफ द न्यूज फ्रम रेडियो नेपाल फुडिसा. प्लिज अल्सो लग इन टु आवर वेबसाइट www.onlineradionepal.gov.np फर मोर न्यूज एन्ड अनलाइन प्रोग्राम्स. एन्ड नेक्स्ट इङ्ग्लिश बुलेटिन इज एट 8 AM टुमरो. स्टे ट्युन एन्ड ह्याभ अ गुड नाइट.
A special weather bulletin for mountaineering expedition teams.
Welcome to this special weather bulletin. General weather. It will be generally cloudy with chances of light snowfall at many places in all three regions of the country. Now wind direction, wind speed and temperature in the western region at different altitudes. At 3000 meters, 280 degree, 10 knots, 1 degree Celsius. At 5,500 meters, 250 degree, 20 knots, minus 19 degrees Celsius. At 7,000 meters, 270 degree, 35 knots, minus 28 degrees Celsius. At 9,000 meters, 280 degree, 45 knots, minus 45 degrees Celsius. Similarly, wind direction, wind speed and temperature in the central region at different altitudes. At 3,000 meters, 240 degree, 10 knots, 2 degrees Celsius. At 5,500 meters, 250 degree, 20 knots, minus 16 degrees Celsius. At 7,000 meters, 250 degree, 30 knots, minus 31 degrees Celsius. At 9,000 meters, 280 degree, 45 knots, minus 44 degrees Celsius. And wind direction, wind speed and temperature in the eastern region at different altitudes. At 3,000 meters, 260 degree, 5 knots, 2 degrees Celsius. At 5,500 meters, 250 degree, 15 knots, minus 15 degrees Celsius. At 7,000 meters, 240 degree, 30 knots, minus 30 degrees Celsius. And at 9,000 meters, 240 degree, 40 knots, minus 44 degrees Celsius. That's the end of this special weather bulletin from Radio Nepal.